We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davim and Achlishim and Chamyakab and Pitikos of Leomer and Kalim, Perich of Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Hamita vahakar vahakesta shomes. He was speaking about a coffin, a bed, literally. A kar is a pillow, kesis is a cushion, and maybe the kar is the cushion, the kesis is the pillow, which we've had in the past, shomes. So here, the corpse apparently was taken out on this bed, and there was a cushion and pillow as well. So the Mishnah says regarding these items, hare elu tumei midras. These have the status of tumas medras. What's the chiddush? Something someone is lying on them. So the bartender tells you, afal pish de mace ain't a metame medras. A mace, a dead zav, let's say, he's not metame medras. So something that's carrying a mace shouldn't be susceptible to tumas mace either. So he explains, vahanach le mace sasurin velo le shevelem. And it made for a mace doesn't lie. A mace is not alive. A mace doesn't choose to lie on something. A mace doesn't choose to sit on something. Afilu hachi tmei medris. Why? Not because of the mace that's lying upon it, but rather minisha hanoshim yoshvos alein umavakos es mesen. Women, as they're transporting the body for burial, so the women who are grieving would sit on the on this coffin, on the pillow, on the cushion of the mace. And therefore, since people who are alive would sit on it, so therefore, these the mita karen keses of a mace are mitame medris. Kisei shel kala, umashper, which is, we've had in the past, the bridal chair, umashper shel chaya, that's the birthing stool of a woman who's giving birth, v'chisei shel koves, which is a seat that the launderer uses to stack this clothing. Actually, it had two boards. One upon they put the clothing, and then there were ropes or pegs put into place, and you're able to put a board on top of it, and this way you put pressure on it, and it was like cleaning. This way you did you're able to take out all of the creases and press the clothing. So all of these items, kisei shel koves, the last one is the launderer's seat, shu korei malavis akelim, that upon which he stacks or he folds the clothing. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ein bohem yishun moshav. These do not have the status of tumas moshav, tumas medris, even though people are sitting on them. We'll have to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. It sounds like Rabbi Yosi is arguing with something we learned earlier. We spoke about a bridal chair. And in fact, the Bartanu makes this point. He says, Umasis in the Perkin Lael, the Mishnah of the previous Perkin, Perchav Beis, Mishnah Dalar, Ditran with the Mishnah Taurus, Kise Shalkala, the bridal chair, She Nitalochi Puyav, where we said that the accessories were removed, the armrests and the back were taken off. We said that that's not Mekabel Tumah because it's no longer a bridal chair. If it doesn't have a back, doesn't have the armrest. But the Masban, you know that applies? Halo Nitalo Chipuyav, had you not taken off the extras, the back and the armrest, then Tumah, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. Poliga Ad Rabbi Yosi, that obviously argues in Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi here says that a bridal chair ain't Behemi Mishum Moshev. So we have to understand why. If a kisei shel kala sitting on it, a mashber, the birthing stool, the woman in childbirth is sitting on it, the koves, the launderer, is sitting on this press as he's pressing the clothing, why do Rabbi Yossi say they don't have tumas medras, they don't have tumas moshav if people are sitting on it? So one explanation is that Rabbi Yossi holds that something is tumei midras, tumei moshav, when people are using it on a regular basis. A bridal chair is not, bridal chairs you use at the wedding. How often is someone sitting on that? The launderer's seat, only when he's pressing the clothing. Otherwise, it's not being used at all. So it's not like a regular chair you have in a classroom, a regular chair you have in the shul. So those people are using on a regular basis. But these are only used to do these particular malachos. So they're, and the mashber of a chaya, the same thing when it comes to the woman who's giving birth. She only uses it when she's giving birth. And other than that, it's not a chair that people are going to be using. And others claim that the reason Rabbi Yossi says there's no tumas moshav on these, not because they're only used occasionally, but rather they're not used for people to take a rest on. When do we say something is tamei moshav or mishkav? That's when I want to lie down, I'm tired. I want to sit down, I'm exhausted, I need to rest my legs. You know, the woman who's on the birthing stool is not there to rest her legs. She's there because the birthing stool allows her to be in a position in order to deliver the trial. The kisei shel koves is, he's sitting on it, and not because he's tired, but because he needs to be in that position so that he can press the clothing properly. The kala is not sitting on the chair because she's tired. She's sitting on the chair because that's kavod. That gives her honor on the day of her wedding. And therefore, these are not tamei moshav. Perech of Gimel, Mishnei. Ha-cherem Tamei mipnei hazuto. What is a cherem? We have this in Koheles Perek Zayin. Mitzodim v'charamim. A cherem is a net, like a fishnet. Reshes ha'asuya michutim nikshram zebase. Explains the Bartur. It's a net that's made, not woven, it's not, so therefore it's not clothing, that's mikabel tuma, but rather it's made out of different threads or ropes that are tied one to the other. Ubone kavim nekavim, and they have many holes and very wide holes. Ela sheyesh ma'at b'tachtes hareshes su aru kibeged. But there is a part of this that on the bottom that actually is woven like a beged. V'karo yizuto, and that piece on the bottom of the net is called zuto. V'hareshes kula mekabels tuma mipnei ha'arug kebeged shebetachtisa. And it's coming to tell you that although the net alone shouldn't be mekabel tuma, because it has this zuto on the bottom, we know the phrase zuto shel yam, which is the bottom of the sea, so here we use the word zuto as well. So the bottom of this net, of this fishing net, also is woven, and because that piece is woven, the what's out on the bottom, the whole net is mekabel tuma. So that's what the Mishnah says, hacherem is tame, it's susceptible to tuma, mipnei hazuto, because of the bottom that happens to be woven. Others claim that it's not so much that it's woven, that it has a receptacle, and therefore it has a base kibble, therefore it's mekabel tuma, and the whole thing is mekabel tuma. Harishasos, now we're going to list different types of traps. Harishasos are nets. The hamichmaros are traps. The Baruch tells you. Mine mitzodos. These are different types of traps. Shetzadim haim chayos. V'ofos v'dagim. That are used to trap wild animals like a deer, let's say, that you want to shecht. Or birds. Or fish. So these rishasos and michmaros. Or v'hamadaf. Another type of trap. Says the Baruch Hu, what's that? Hatsayadim, shetzadin ofos, the hunters who are trapping or hunting birds, mivin luach shel eitz, they take a wooden board, shouldn't be mekabel tuma. Umanich in tachas haluach chiten opsisin, puts little pieces of grain of wheat or little crumbs, va'ov bala echolosan, the bird comes, v'nofel avdaf, and that board falls, v'nitvas, and he's captured. So we're going to say that all these types of traps are also mekabel tuma. That's the madaf. V'hapaltzur, what's that? Min mitzodah shalates. Another type of trap made out of wood, says the Baruch Hu. Umitzodos ha-sakarin. The sakarin, he says, ha-sosmin v'sochim es hamayim. These are traps, literally, that are able to, the fishermen would use them to block the flow of water, let's say in a channel, in a river, so that the water would come into a very large enclosed area, then they would, and all the fish would come along, then they take out the water, drain out the water, and the fish would stay. Sakara, we may know that word, vayilashom vayisachru mayanos tahom, from Parshas Noach. They were closed off, the mayanos, the lower waters, the deep waters, were closed off. So these also, they stopped the flow of water, the fish came in, and then they had all of those fish. So this is, according to the Rambam, the whole thing is a trap. The whole thing is mekabel tuma, because there's actually, it's an enclosure. It's actually has a kibble. So all of these items are, says the Mishnah, tamei. Now some of these things have a base kibble. We understand why the mekabel tuma, but some of them are not. Let's say there's some of these flat. Some claim that let's say the trap, the madaf, the bird trap, was something that was just a flat board that was covered with glue. And that was it. And they got stuck on. So if there's no base kibble, why is that mekabel tuma? So the Rambam writes that it has a tsuras kli. We learned this earlier in the Masechta, in the 15th paragraph. We spoke about the boards for baking. So those are also flat boards, but they have a form of a kli. It's very clear that they're being used for a particular purpose. The same thing is true when it comes to a trap. Although it's a flat board, because it's smoothed down and prepared for this purpose, has a form of a kli, a tsuras kli, therefore it's mekabel tuma. So all of these traps, cages, whatever they are mekabel tuma. But then the Mishnah concludes, v'ha'akun v'harito v'ha'kluv tohor are not mekabel tuma. So what are these? Akun sal, says the Baratunush, that sadim odagim, it's a basket for which you use to trap fish. Ratov is a sal or basket, shetzadim ofos, that we trap birds. And kluv, which is a cage, Arsui minitzarim shalarava made out of willow, kilufa omigemi or reeds, v'yesh chalal ke'etzba, opachos be'netzer l'netzer. And there's a very small cavity opening between one willow branch and another, very small, the size of a finger. Umanachim shamofos, and the birds go there. So therefore, it's a kluv. That's what kluv means. It's a type of bird cage or trap. Why are these not makabel tuma when the previous traps or cages are makabel tuma? So some say these do not have, because they're made out of reeds, they're made out of willow, they don't have the form of a kli, they don't have a tsuras kli, it's not wood, and therefore they're not makabel tuma. And some say because they don't have, even if they have a container, they're not meant to transport the animals from one place to another, so the base kibble doesn't have significance, and therefore it's not going to be makabel tuma. If it has a base kibble, then why shouldn't it be makabel tuma? So it really is that the kibble, because the base kibble is not significant. It doesn't have, because it's because the material that it's made out of is just willow. So therefore, it's not really meant to be used as a container at all. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma.